Blackhawks preseason continues tonight as they take the ice here in Boston for the first of two exhibition tilts against the Bruins. And with significant roster cuts imminent, many of the kids wearing Blackhawks sweaters tonight will have one last shot at impressing the brass enough in order to land a roster spot with the big club. See some bodies banging here momentarily as Pastrnak moves in and fires and scores. From the right wing circle, David Pastrnak, as a penalty was going to be called to the Hawks, Pastrnak wheeled in to near the bottom of the circle and fired the puck over Corey Crawford's left shoulder. It's 1-0 Boston, 52 seconds into the game. The hit for Tim Schaller, and he'll put it down the boards and in behind the Hawk net. Crawford out to play it to the far corner. Tomas Yurko had it, lost it. And now here's a shot from the left point. They score off the stick of Jeremy Lozon. Took the puck at the left point, did a little toe drag move with it, backing along the blue line, and from about 15 feet out from the boards, snapped one low and under the stick of Crawford. And with just about a minute and a half gone in the hockey game, it's 2-0 Bruins. Cody Franson got hold of the puck and spins it behind the net to Gustav Forsling. He tried to carry it out. Bergeron took it away. Bottom of the left wing circle, put it out in front, and Bork shoots and scores. 3-0 Boston with 10:14 left in period number one. And leave it to the three-time Frank Selke Trophy winner, Patrice Bergeron, to make that play happen. To Franzen at the line, deep slot. To Kampf along the right boards. Crawford on the bench. They go with six attackers. The extra attacker, Hinostroza. Gustafson put it beside the net. They score! It's off the stick of Brandon Saad on a delayed penalty. He just redirects that pass up into the top shelf. It hit one of the posts and got behind Malcolm Subban. And with 46 seconds left in the first period, the Hawks are on the scoreboard, trailing 3-1. A quick pass by Osterley to Caro over the Bruin line to Hayden, closing in down the right side. Shoots!
That's in.
That looked like it was in the net, and it bounced out. They're probably going to review this. Hayden sniped on that shot. We'll see.
The call on the ice is overturned. We have a good goal.
And there it is. Just shot down by Grizzly into the Hawks. Oh, look out. Here's Backus moving in beside the net. He shoots, and a sprawling save made by Crawford as he dumped himself down to the left of the net and stopped Backus. Backus was trying to get him down and out and fire it over him, but Crawford just came up big right there. Ricochets off the inboards. Osterley tried to clear, but it's kept in by the Bruins. McAvoy at the line. To Pastrnak. Sent it to the front of the net, and they score. And this could be goaltender interference as Marchand was headed to the crease. Crawford made the stop, but the puck trickled past him and into the net. And I wonder if they'll take a look for goaltender interference here. I believe it was Bergeron who touched the puck last for Boston. Front of the head to Saad. Bruin line on the right wing. He put it down the boards. Kampf took it away, right corner, put it in front. Saab and Gustafson and a point-blank chance. It turned wide with a blocker save from Subban. Puck. Here's Hartman in front, kicks it to a stick, fires! Subban the save of the pad. Hartman again a shot. That's turned wide as well. Franzen from the right board fires. This deflects up into the protective netting and out of play. That might be the best goaltending sequence in the young career of Malcolm Subban in a Bruin uniform. Hartman hustling. Works it out to the line. Franzen dives, could not get to the puck. It slides down ice into the Hawk zone as time winds off the clock. And the Boston Bruins will win this hockey game 4-2.